not quite 1/4, and never just half, but the entirety of one primate, whole. It is the part of a story, an idea that means more to you than me. Hello and welcome to Full Gorilla Life. We are Jeremy Keene,
Larry Medina,
and Corey Hewlings.
Each week, we will break down an important life concept or talk with an inspiring person so that you can live your full gorilla life. All right, welcome back to another episode of Full Gorilla Life Podcast. We have in studio Cesar Gomez, the owner, and
what's up? That's Cesar right there.
There he is.
Hey, right on cue, Cesar.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, man, that's all right. Wife, man.
Hey, it's important.
It's fine. Yeah. If you have to answer it, by all means.
Yeah. She's good. It's good.
We can post production this.
No, we're good. We're good.
But we won't.
We won't.
No, we're good.
It's good content regardless.
Go.
All right.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Full Gorilla Life Podcast. We're in studio with Cesar Gomez, the owner of Big C's Timeless Barbershop. And we're glad you came in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Have a good conversation here.
Yeah,
good. So before we get started, Corey's going to run you through the gauntlet.
All right.
Married or single?
Married, 9 years.
Any children?
Two?
Yeah. What city do you live in?
Bellsmere, Florida.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
Favorite movie or book?
Forrest Gump.
Oh, wait, book or movie?
Movie.
Okay. Yeah. It's a book.
Is it a book?
By the way, I've heard that the book is phenomenal, but it's like a short book. So I actually want to read it.
I've already seen the movie, though.
Yeah.
But it's different.
It's always who you switch which one first. Yeah.
But it's different.
I know how it ends.
Yeah. Do you? It might be different.
I've always enjoyed
whichever one I did first.
I've read the book. And let's be honest, Larry, you're probably not reading it.
You'll audiobook it.
There you go.
That's what you'll... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same as reading.
What's your favorite genre of music?
I would have to say like 2007, like rap.
2007.
That's very specific.
Yeah, man. That was
right.
A good time. Okay, so
man.
Wait, what artist?
Yeah,
was
what
2007?
Ah, feels like Lil Jon just get crunk in a car, man. I have that cranked up.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And they got the old people looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
what? Yeah. What do you think of the Dave Chappelle when was it Dave Chappelle that was doing? Yeah. When he would do the, did you watch the Dave Chappelle show?
Oh, heck yeah, man. Yeah, what, man.
The skit when he would do the.
Oh, I got kicked out. I got kicked out of class at least twice a week for doing that in class.
For doing that?
Yeah. So.
Now, did you ever answer it seriously as Little John?
Let me mean seriously. Like.
Yeah. Like in the Dave Chappelle skit, he would be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I get kicked out.
And then they would like ask him something. He'd be like, well, you know, back in the, you know.
No, like the teacher would be like, Cesar, did you do your homework? I'm like, yeah. It's like, she'd be like, get out. Okay.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. That is awesome, Jeremy?
Yes.
So now, being a teacher.
There are some times that can be funny.
Yeah.
And in that case, depending on if it happened like daily, that'd be one thing. But if it's like every once in a while, I can appreciate that, laugh it off, and we can move forward.
Oh, no, teachers hated me. You know?
But if it was somebody that did it like day in and day out.
I would do it daily.
If I had
that content.
That's when I would probably have to like figure another step for you.
Okay.
But yeah.
Reservation or just walk in?
Reservation.
Wow.
Yes. This is coming. Why. Yeah. Oh,
this is your guy.
Yeah.
Finally.
Oh, wait. Are you a reservation because of what you do?
No, it's just I think time is very valuable. So I like to get there, get in and get out. And whatever I do, whether it's eating, doctor's appointments, just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a different perspective on reservation versus walk-in.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Favorite type of food?
Fair food. Corn dogs mainly.
Corn dogs.
Yeah, corn dogs.
Dude, if I ever did something bad in my life where I was in death row and they said, what's your last meal? I was like, can I get a grape Kool-Aid and corn dogs?
Grape Kool-Aid and corn dogs.
Listen, I appreciate that you know what it's going to be, though. Like, because I feel like I'd have to wait. I don't know what it would be for me.
A5 Wagyu would probably be what you'd pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd want like a 16. I'm going to make them pay for this shit. For sure.
Yeah.
But I'm making them pay.
But I like a... No, I want like the greasiest corn dog from the dirtiest fair ever.
You know what's weird? My son, awesome. Like he's picky as shit.
Right.
He's the pickiest kid, like eater-wise.
Right.
His favorite meal?
Yeah.
Corn dog from school.
Just can't beat that, man.
From the school.
That's awful.
Dude, that was bad.
I don't even want to hear that.
I've had that this year. It's not terrible. Yes, but the only thing now, though, they actually have corn dog nuggets now.
Uh-oh. See, that's a crime.
They're up in the game.
Yeah, that changes things. You change things.
You got to have the stick?
Corn dogs at
it's got to have the stick.
Okay. Corn dogs at the school aren't even fried. They're baked.
That is true. I'm with you. That's why I don't understand it.
That's
like,
why his last meal is not from
now,
the school.
Now, a good corn dog is delicious. Like a fresh battered.
Yeah.
At a place in Pennsylvania, Kennywood.
Mustard's Last Stand.
Yeah. No, they don't have fresh battered fried corn.
How do you know that? You've been in the back?
I've been there.
How do you know that?
I asked.
Yeah.
It's like, can I get a corn dog? It's like, how do you make it? It's like, oh, they're frozen. We just bake them. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm on a diet, so I'll eat it. You know, when I'm watching my weight, I'll get the fair ones. You know, it's fake. Yeah. Right. It's healthy, right?
Now, have you had the, at the Firefighters Fair, they have red velvet funnel cake.
Oh, heck yeah, dude.
It's off the charts.
Yeah, it was right next to the car, so I don't know where it was.
Dude, it's off the charts.
He said, I know where it was. All right.
Dude. Yeah.
That's where I got my corn dog and my red velvet cake, dude.
Boom.
Dude, it was.
All right. We're on the same.
I might actually go to the fair this year. First time in a few
It was like 60
years.
Bucks for just me and my wife.
Trust me, I'm not. But that's the only thing I don't like about the fair is the entrance fees.
But I only went there to eat. And so it cost me like 60 bucks.
That was your tip part. I was like.
No, it was just 60 bucks. I was like, yeah.
Why else do you go to the fair?
Yeah.
Not to ride the rides.
You got to eat.
Yeah, man.
It's a couple $100.
Do you eat frog legs? Frog leg festival?
Dude, if it moves, I'll eat it.
Yeah. Do you like frog legs though?
Yeah. I grew up eating them. So
yeah.
And like,
are you still excited when the frog leg festival is like happening?
Oh, all the time, man.
Yeah, because I get excited.
Have you ever thought about cutting hair? Have you ever thought about cutting hair at the frog legs festival?
Get you a tent.
I contemplated it, man, but people go to the fair to hang out. They don't go get a haircut.
Yeah, they don't go get a haircut.
They already got their haircut.
I feel like that'd be really weird.
I don't know. It's just
I can see where I get that, but I can see what you're thinking, Larry. Like, as far as plus, it's like publicity. You could like talk it up if you do get somebody. It could be like a cheaper version, quicker version. If you want to come on, I'm down, you know, 512.
Because we're debating on getting a booth there.
Yeah.
Oh, totally should, man.
We're not really debating it. We're going to do it.
Okay. There you go. That's better attitude right there. Just go for it.
Gorilla. That's what Full Gorilla's
supposed to be. Yeah. We can get along. Yeah. Like I said, I'm surprised Jeremy hangs out with somebody that's cool.
I get paid to hang out with him. Okay. You know,
so. And there it is.
Yeah. What type of vehicle do you drive?
Ram 1500.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's all right.
Have you always been a truck guy? Or?
Yeah, I made the mistake one time. I traded my truck in, and I went from another Ram 1500 to a Honda Civic, and, man, I was miserable.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. Honda Civic doesn't really suit you.
Dude, I feel like people are cruel, man. They like, I get in it and they ask me like, man, how do you get stretch marks in the front window? It's like, damn, dude, I got to get back in my truck.
Beer, whiskey, or wine?
Beer, but depends, you know, because when it's cold out, I got to have a Guinness. And when it's hot out, I got to have a Corona.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Appreciate that.
Now, do you like the craft beers at all?
Yeah, man. I mean,
And next door to where you're at is like a ton of crap beer in that.
Yeah,
place.
I had to slow down, man. I was running up quite a bill, you know. Because every day I go get me like a six pack of something. I was like, damn, man, I gotta slow down.
All right.
Yeah. What? I mean, we're in Florida though, so mainly Corona, then, right? You said it when it's hot, Corona, and when it's cold, Guinness.
Well, that I keep my thermostat in my house really down, really low. Oh, okay. So
yeah. the indoor beer is Guinness.
It's always winter in my house.
It's Corona.
Yeah,
I got it.
There you go. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Now, do you enjoy a Guinness draft better than...
Draft.
It's so good,
at
right?
Meg O'Malley's, dude. It's just,
oh, yes, yeah, that man. Is. I've had it there. It's phenomenal.
It's the best way to have it.
Yeah, because I'm not a big Guinness guy, but if you get a draft, I'm in.
Well, the drinking in the bottle, you got to put it in the freezer for like 20 minutes and then take it out and drink it immediately.
Is that what it is?
It tastes the best when it's like freezing cold.
And what's weird is like it has like a little shaker inside.
Yeah,
right?
It's just a gimmick.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it's kind of...
What is it?
If you pick up a Guinness bottle...
They can, don't they?
Maybe.
Either, I'm not sure, but go ahead.
But if you kind of like turn it upside down, you'll hear like something going
kind of like a paint can
down.
If you shake has the ball in it. The Guinness has that. You're not going to shake it, so I'm not really sure what it's going to be for.
So yeah, do you neither. Drink that?
No.
No, it's big enough not to come like out of the
It won't come out.
Opening, but...
Okay.
Well, I drink the extra stout, so it doesn't have it in it. But it's like that, like Miller Lite came out with a Vortex bottle. It's like...
Lame.
Yeah.
Big C said, I see past this. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not getting into your gimmicks here.
No, I'm not.
Guys.
I'm not buying it.
All right. So, as you were talking earlier, right, what do you do for a living?
I cut hair.
You cut hair.
Uh-huh.
All right. So barber, right?
Barber.
All right. And you're located at?
I'm on 695 Sebastian Boulevard, Suite B.
All right. So what made you decide to cut hair?
Man, I, it was, that was, um, as weird as it sounds, I literally woke up one day and I was like, I'm gonna cut hair. And that's it.
That's it. So
it was that simple.
So I woke up and I looked next to my wife and was like, you know what? The same guy has been cutting my hair for like almost like 10 years. And I told my wife, because I had just quit my job and Citrus that I've had for another 8 years. And I literally woke up that day and I was like, I got to do something. And I was like, no. And I was working in a restaurant and I remember I was so miserable working there. And I woke up one day, I was like, told my wife, you know what? I'm going to go cut hair. And she's like, what? Cut hair? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to cut hair. And she's like, you try shaving your old head and you suck at it. And I was like, yeah, well, I'll get better. So I took the last bit of my savings that I had and signed up for barber school, man, and just never looked back.
Okay. So what was it that was so attractive?
You know, I had worked outside for so long, being outside in the heat and being dirty, you know, because I was kind of a half-ass like diesel mechanic. So I just got tired of that life. So I told I always saw my barber. You know, he was always clean. He was always laughing, joking. You know, he was never really, like I said, the elements, like I said, the outside aspect of work never really got him down. So I was like, you know what? I want that. You know, okay. I want to stay out of the sun for a couple of years.
Is it also like the ability to just make up your own schedule?
You know, that's one of those things where people go into business thinking that you're your own boss. Man, that can be further from the truth. You know, if you have to be there for the people, you know, you can easily tell yourself like, oh man, I'll make my own hours, be my own boss. But you quickly find out people need you at certain times. It's not very convenient for you, but that's what pays the bills. So, I didn't realize it involved that many hours, but being a barber is not what, you know, is what you see. It's a lot of work, a lot of long hours, a lot of times where you have to kind of just, put your head down with less than agreeable people and put a smile on your face.
Sure. Sure.
Cause that's what pays the bills, man.
Yeah. No, good point with the customer service. Yeah.
So you're Jeremy's barber.
Yes.
Yes.
And you said less than agreeable people. Is that who you're talking about?
Well, I mean, no, he's good, man. He's good.
I'm hurting my soul tonight. For the listeners, there was a little bit of this before we started recording. But,
let's just say, if I had 300 Keens, oh, man, I'd be set for life.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I can see that.
Really?
Heck yeah, man.
Okay.
Christ. Dude, man, this guy tips good.
Well, okay. He stays clean, though, too. Like, how often do you get your hair cut, Keen?
Well, last time I went a little longer than I normally do, but I'd say every about 6 weeks.
Is it 6 weeks?
For when I first was doing it last year, I started like every month, and I was like, I can't keep up with every month. And then
He comes in often enough where I remember his name.
Yeah.
I think my problem...
Now I'd say it's probably like every other month, however, or ish. It's not an exact, I kind of go like this, and I'm like, oh, my neck's a little hairy.
A little
and
fuzzy.
Then I'm like, yeah. I make the appointment.
Yeah, I feel... Oh, so you take appointments?
Appointment only.
Oh, really?
Only. Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. I appreciate that.
You do it through, I think it's called Square Up.
Square Up. Yeah, man, it's like the best system because it's like having a receptionist, you know. It's
okay. Yeah,
you book your appointments online. You can cancel, reschedule.
Oh, this is big C. So this is 2019, baby.
Yeah, so man. When I make an appointment, I go on Facebook, I hit book appointment. It goes through. It remembers me because I've been through it enough now. I look. I pick the day that I'm trying to get. If there's availability, I'll click the time. And then when I confirm, I get an email saying I'm waiting for like an approval to make sure they see it. And they say, come on in.
I screen them.
And then I get a second text saying, you're set.
You're approved.
Yeah. Yeah. So
nice. High speed, low drag.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So that's the way it's got
to
be.
So what made you want to become an entrepreneur then? Right? Because like, so all right. But before we get into
that, barber school, yeah.
Yeah, you went to barber school. What happens next? You get a job.
You go to barber school, and like I said, I was just so hungry, man. Like I said, everybody in school was always just playing, you know, grab ass, you know, just playing around. And me, I wasn't there just playing, you know, I wasn't there gambling, man. As I had to do something to provide for my family, you know. At the time, I had a 4-year-old son. Had my wife, you know, she wasn't working. So I was like, man, I got to do something. So when I went there, man, I went all in. You know, I dedicated whatever that was given to me. I excelled at. So once you get out, I was lucky enough that the owners of the barber school offered me a job in their son's barbershop. So that's where they took me in. And when you first come out of barber school and you don't know how to cut hair, man, it can be very scary.
Sure.
They plop you in front of a customer and you're no longer in school. You have to deliver.
Right.
And, that's like, you know, learned by trial by fire, man. That's
yeah, like the I can best imagine. Way. Like, I'd be like, I'm gonna totally screw this guy's hair up.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie to you. The first haircut I did, it was a flat top. Uh-oh. And, oh, dude, I just
We're like, hey, let's not do this. Let's do something different.
Do you think it was just because of nerves, knowing it was your, like?
Oh, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Okay.
No, without a shadow of doubt, dude.
You were like, but hey, did you fake it till you make it? Were you like, flat top? Hell yeah, let's get this in.
Oh, that's exactly what I did. Yeah. Like, man, I got you, boss, man. I have a seat, man. And that was like the most unflat flat top I ever gave in my entire life. But I was so upset about it that I went in, and actually that same night I went to Sally's. And I bought all the mannequins they had, and it had six of them. I bought all of them. And I literally cut until 3:30 that morning just practicing flat tops. I was looking on YouTube videos, tutorials and all that. I'm like, I'm going to get this haircut down. And it took me about 10 mannequins, man, but that's when I felt like I got this.
I was going to say, because in Sebastian, I don't know where you were at in the emergency, but in Sebastian with an elderly, there's probably a lot of flat people coming for a flat top, I'm assuming.
So many old people come in, just people in general. They come in and like, man, can you cut a flat top? I'm like, yeah. Are you sure? I said, man, just have a seat, you know? And they're like, oh my God, man, I've been looking for like 3 years for a flat top barber. It's like, oh, you found one.
Like the kid in Play?
No, man. I mean, that's not really a flat top.
No, like,
what's the kid in Play? What's it called?
High top.
Yeah, that's a high top.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't even know what we're discussing right now.
Haircuts.
So kind of that short, but spikes.
No, but the kid in Play. What is the kid in Play?
It's an old.
It's an old
90s hip hop.
What would you call? Oh, I don't know if you'd call him hip hop.
It had like the high top. Mm-hmm.
What would you call them? I don't know if you call them hip hop.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The high top. Anyway,
did Ice have one of those for a while? Vanilla Ice.
I think so. Yeah.
What? His was like a medium top.
Yeah.
That's a whole different. There's
different.
But anyway.
There's levels to the flat top
just,
game.
Instead of just shaving it, they grow it a little, and it's like, it's not long, and it's just okay. Straight.
So like military.
Do you remember my stepdad?
Yeah.
My
got old
stepdad?
It.
Yeah.
No.
The toolbox.
You've never heard like the term flat like flat top cop? Like the flat top cops, like that's the guy.
There you go.
You're getting a ticket, bro. Yeah.
Oh, look at
flat top cop, you're getting a ticket, right?
You're getting a ticket.
Jim Carrey.
Or the high and tight.
Yeah.
Like if I saw you rolling up, bro, I'd be like, oh, crap.
All right. Yeah. So sorry, we're sidebarring here on the
flat. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I think it's good.
So yeah. So you that was your first experience. It took you about 10 mannequins.
Yeah, just to at least get that haircut down.
Okay.
Like I said,
and then they changed it up on you, right? Because then somebody else has got to come out with something different. So, like, did you relive that moment a lot?
With different styles, you think?
Yeah.
I think the first year of barbering was like probably one of the most difficult years of my life. Because you try not to doubt yourself, but man, you do that haircut and they walk in out, you're like, man, you know, I'm not getting it. I'm not, you know, and keep in mind, I said people are dependent on me, my family. And I was like, man, I'm just, I'm not getting this.
So the reason why I'm asking these questions, because like the way I look at almost everything, no matter what you're doing, right? Like there's always doubt. Like same thing with me when I first was traveling and implementing a computer system. Somebody's paying me a lot of money to be there.
Right.
And the first day on the job is the worst. And I have nobody to call. Mm-hmm. Right. It's kind of the same situation as what you're running into. And when I say me, I mean the company, you know, they're paying the company a lot of money, but they see me as the face of the company. So it's kind of the same scenario. So what I'm saying is like, when you are out there and you're cutting somebody's hair and you're just doing this on your own, it kind of creates like anxiety. Right. At least maybe for the first year, like when you're going into work, you're like, shit. Like,
yeah, no, for sure, man. Like, the anxiety is just reaches a level where it's like, man, it's almost indescribable,
it almost
man.
Stays there. Yeah. Like, it's just a flat line at that level.
Yeah, it's almost
until one day it just clicks and you're like, I'm fine
and
now.
I don't even know that it's like one day because I think, you know, to like welding or something like that, you know, the first couple, you know, welds that you're laying down, even if it's a new type of metal or something like that, and you're like, oh God, you know, I'm not x-ray testing this or something. Like, was there enough penetration? Like, somebody might be driving this. It might, you know, somebody's life might depend on this at some point. And it gives you definitely feel anxiety, like you said, but then after a while you just do it so much, it just becomes almost sick. And I don't know for me personally, whether it's like one day that it clicks or just like eventually you look back and be like, oh, I don't feel that anymore.
Or it's like, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like when you have like a true passion for something, you know, no matter how long you've been doing something, you still feel that little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
Because you want to do good. You want to be the best at it.
Yeah.
And whether it's a haircut you've done 1,000 times, it still sits in front of you and you're like, okay, man, I got this.
Yeah.
Got
yeah. This. Yeah. But I, like, so another reason why I bring that up is because I feel like that's when a lot of people quit. It's because yeah. like you're getting hit with that anxiety and you're like, oh crap.
When I was in barber school, man, we started out, I think it was like 15 students. And by the time it was all said and done, only 3 graduated. Because, wow. man, it was just some people just couldn't push past that barrier.
Right.
You know, it almost to the point where you have to care but not care at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, I don't care if I mess up, but I'm doing this. But you have to care to give out a good product.
Right.
So, man, it's like I said, it's tough, man.
Yeah, but it goes back to that, and we've discussed this before. You know, you can't get that feeling any other way. Like, there's no other way to get that feeling. And you can't get that high of overcoming it until, you know, you push through that anxiety and you push through that. But, you know, now I'm sure when you line somebody up, you know, it feels good to you probably when you know you got them all lined up and they're walking out the barbershop looking good. And
it's something so custom, though, man, because people come in like, man, I want that crisp lineup. And then they come in and let's just say, man, Father Time is not nice to everybody.
Yeah.
They got one edge is higher than the other and they want that straight line. And it's... You have the skills to do it. You're confident, but it's at the same time, you're like, man, you know, it's like, do I let this cat know or do I just wing it?
Yeah, but you know whenever you nailed a haircut, you know, whenever it looks good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That kind of adds to it too because, like you said, every person's head is a different canvas, if you will, or it's going to have its different little puzzle you have to solve depending on what they're asking for.
That's what I'm saying. That anxiety never really goes away for a barber because a brand new customer, I see my appointment book. I'm like, okay, I don't recognize his name. He comes in. And he just wants something that I've done before, but I've never done on his head. So when people want, like, oh, I want a skin fade, you know, you go up with that, whatever guard you're using. Some people have hairs that's so thick that, yeah, you can afford to go high. But those people have very thin hair that you go high and you just completely just mess them up.
Gotcha.
So it's like that anxiety is kind of what's underneath.
Do you feel like, though, that anxiety? Because I feel like there's a certain therapeutic dosage, if you will. So if I'm at this level of anxiety, I'm actually in a good place where I can really grind through and feel like that's, I want that. Do you feel like you stay there more now? So even though it brings you a little anxiety, though, you still have that confidence.
Oh, absolutely.
To push you through.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's more like, you know, I can actually talk to the customer now and just be talking about whatever we want to talk about. Yeah. And at the same time, it's like almost like autopilot.
So when you first started, I feel like you probably took longer for a haircut. Do you feel like you've gotten not only better, but quicker too?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, any barber that first says that, oh man, when I first started, I was doing this. Like, yeah, right. You know, I think my first haircuts were taking like an hour and a half. Oh, and now I'm down to 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so, but people don't realize, you know, barbers that are just starting out saying they don't realize, man, that's years. And I'm talking about years of doing 10, 12 hour days.
Yeah.
You know, doing 30 haircuts a day. You know, that's how you achieve that.
Now, how long have you been in the game?
When did 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
And how long have you had your own shop?
4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I'm very, it's almost like a defect, but I like doing things my way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very unorthodox. I'm very particular how I want things done. And I tend to get grumpy if they don't go my way. So I just decided, you know what, man, instead of being a headache to a barbershop owner, I'm just going to do my own thing.
Gotcha.
So how do you, like, if I'm going to become a barber like tomorrow, right? I go through the school. How do I get clientele?
Man, that's, you know, you could go out, like I did, like where I would go out and just literally walk around for hours at Publix or at Walmart and just hand out cards. And you got to be prepared to say, oh, I got my barber or oh, get away from me. But that's just the way you do it, man. People come in, cut hair for free, man. Cause if you do something, you really love it, the money will come later. Just get good at it first. You know, so I can't tell you how many free haircuts.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many free haircuts I've given away, you know, because I just wanted to put my foot in the door.
Yeah.
You know, but then eventually people tell you about, you know, oh, man, go to Big C, man. He'll hook you up. And before you know it, like I said, I don't spend any money on advertisement now. When I first opened, I was spending like $1,500, you know, a month just on advertisement, you know, for
locally?
Newspapers. Yeah, man. Just, wow. It got expensive. But
that's how I found you, word of mouth.
Really?
Someone's like, hey, have you gone to Big C? No.
Yeah, man. So now it's just word of mouth, man. Just no advertisement, no nothing, and things are going good so far.
Hmm.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, no. So that's interesting, though. So you would just walk around Publix and give out your business card and be like, hey, free haircut? Yeah.
I was pumping gas. I leave a business card right there at the pump. I was at the car wash. I drop a couple business cards there at the car wash. Just anywhere you went, man, it's like just like dropping little nuggets, you know, here and there. And okay. hopefully somebody, I would step right. If you found this, you have a free haircut. And I just throw it on the ground. And somebody would actually walk in with it saying, hey, man, it's a free haircut. It's like, all right, man, I got you.
Okay, cool.
So do you have any other barbers that work at your shop or are you by yourself there?
I have one. Okay. I used to have my old shop because I've owned two shops. The first shop I had four barbers there at one point, but that just became a beast that I just didn't want to handle anymore. So I downsized, and at first it was just me by myself. But then I found out quickly that, man, you need to have at least one more person with you as a backup in case, you know, emergencies happen and whatnot.
So how long did it take you before you stopped advertising, like where you're doing this? You're running advertisements for X months?
3 years.
3 years.
3 years, man.
So you're spending $1,500 a month on advertising for just 3 years?
It fluctuate. You know, like I think at the peak I was spending $1,500 and it would just go down to like $700 and then $500. But then again at $1,500. So it's just whatever I was allowed to spend. You know, because if I had this much extra money, I'm the type that I'll put it into my business. Yep. So it's like, man, I have an extra $800 this month. Man, I'm going to run an ad in a newspaper. Or, man, I'm going to print out a bunch of flyers and take them to the mailbox, to the mail office, and let them distribute them.
Okay.
What kind of chairs do you have at your barber shop?
Barber chairs.
Yeah, but what do they look like?
What do they look
like? I say this because I have this list. Before we started here, we were having a discussion about my barber.
Right.
Jonathan. And he just opened his shop. I don't know. Maybe it's been a couple of years now. I don't know. Maybe a year.
But 2 years.
Yeah. I rag on him everybody. Every time because he's got like Costco. And Jonathan, if you listen, I'm calling you out right now again.
Jonathan, I know the feeling, by the way. Of course you know the feeling about comfortable chairs.
Yes, I do.
Speaking of comfortable chairs.
Yes, it's exactly.
Shitty, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, notice the Mexicans get the terrible chairs. Yeah.
Listen.
I did notice that, man. I was like, yeah, man, get
the ones that sit higher
chairs. I've offered this chair to Larry multiple times. Said, I'll switch with you. And he just kind of, I think he wants to keep that so he can complain about it a little bit to Corey.
Yeah. It's fine.
it didn't mean to interrupt you calling out Jonathan. Okay. Go ahead and go back. Yeah. Jonathan, okay. Listen up. He's talking again.
So, yeah. All right.
First off, I'm not saying nothing bad about Jonathan. Just
okay.
Respect. Of course.
Listen, and I love Jonathan. You know, we had discussion. And we were also talking. I actually called Big C when my barber left another shop.
Right.
And he was kind enough to let me know that Jonathan opened his own spot in Vero.
I said that.
Yes. So
you let him find his barber.
That,
nice.
That to me though says that, you know, you're confident in what you do and you don't mind if other people are, you know, making money too.
Man, for me is if you come to my shop, you're gonna get your own business card with your own phone number and you can put whatever you want on there. You give them out, even if people that I've already cut their hair, you can give it to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people say like, oh, my customers, like, man, you don't know nobody. You know,
yeah.
If people like you, the way you cut hair and the way you could carry yourself, they're going to come to you regardless, okay. You know, whether that barber leaves or stays, you know. So I never believed in people trying to like hold people down, man. If you're a better barber than me and you guys start taking clientele from me because you're that much better than me, that means I have to step up my game, not smother you.
Okay.
So
anyways, I do want to go to a barber with a fancy barber chair. All right. And it's Jonathan says I need to buy the chair and then I can sit in it. I'm not about that. Okay, well, I want to.
Well, this question is more for Jeremy than me.
I don't know the level of barber chairs, but it's
you know what I'm talking about.
But though. It's a comfortable chair.
I don't know what you got.
So when you walk into Big C's Timeless Barbershop, you have two chairs.
I like the name too, by the way.
Yeah, and he's got his chair. The atmosphere is pretty cool too. So he gives it has like an old school barber feel with a new school flavor. So you have like two TVs. He's got Netflix on one. He's got so you have something to watch while you're waiting. But you have you're waiting. Chairs. I don't know what kind of chairs there are, but they're like did you get those from a certain place? Like when the waiting along the wall when you're waiting too?
Those were my original barber chairs from my first shop.
Oh, okay.
And they were, let's just say, on the lower end of quality. But when you're first starting out, man, you gotta do what you gotta
but make. Listen, I got his back, but I still call him out every time because that's what I tell him. He got the great clip chairs and I don't want the great clip chairs.
Nah, man. Okay. But as soon as I upgraded.
I want like that throne style, like the old school, like the 1920s, but you know, they got the newer ones.
I do too.
That look.
I mean, they look great, but they're not all that comfortable, you know?
They look cool. Because
I go on to trade shows and I sat in them. I was like, oh, man, they look fantastic, but can I sit here for 45 minutes while I'm getting shaved? Nah.
I think
I would though, because I'd feel like a king in that day.
But then he'd be like, "Can you move? Can you like put your head forward?" And you'd be not comfortable.
2019.
Right now.
I'm trying to live that Facebook life. All right, I want the photo off
on the Instagram.
Okay.
Well, like I said,
I'm doing it for the gram, baby. You know what I mean?
I think the chairs are comfortable.
Can't TikTok.
It's a question for him because he's the one that sits in the chair.
I can't TikTok on this chair. I can't TikTok in this chair. All right.
Okay. Oh god, no, they're a comfortable chair.
Okay, I mean, like you see where I made the step, I upgraded, you know, because I got my older chairs against the wall.
Okay,
and I got my newer chairs.
That's the waiting room chairs. Okay. So he kept them.
All right, what about Clippers? You got them gold plated ones?
Nah, man. Well, actually, I own one pair, and I ended up smashing them in the parking lot because they were just trash. By the way, Babliss Clippers suck.
Babliss?
Babliss, they suck.
What's the premier Clipper? What's the good Clippers?
Ah, man, Wall Seniors, man.
I have Walls.
Five Star Seniors?
You have the Walls from like Walmart.
Walmart.
Man, look at this one.
This one comes with five different level clips.
Yeah. Like, boom.
Okay.
But got the Walmart plastic bag as the bib.
I was just at Jonathan's last week and the lady came in trying to sell stuff. Does the lady come to yours?
Brittany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she comes in trying to sell stuff?
She used to.
Oh, she used
what
to?
What does Brittany sell?
She sells barber stuff, like razors and clippers and stuff like that. Her husband's a barber too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is the same lady.
Yeah.
But she had like these fancy gold-plated ones, and they were like $200 for a shaver and something else, a liner or something like that.
Those are for the barbers that are looking for the gram.
That's what I'm saying. I'll do it for the gram, baby.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
I don't buy all that.
Oh, okay.
That $200 clipper, that $65 not gold plated clipper would do the same job as that $200 gold plated clipper.
Okay.
You know, so
it was two things in the box for $190. I don't know what they were. Man. I'm trying to pretend like I know. I don't really know.
That's
I was there.
Haircuts.
Well, you mentioned
Jonathan said he'd buy him if I tipped him $100, and I said I ain't tipping $100.
Sheesh, man. I mean, this guy's after the
I was all about it because the other two barbers.
You're trying to talk him into it.
Yeah, I feel like this is very one sided.
Other two barbers were trying to peer pressure him into it. Like, you should buy it. And then I was like, yeah, you should. And I said, no, don't buy it. Save that money for my gosh damn chair. I need a better chair. And then we got back on the chair conversation.
So let's get off the chair conversation.
I don't think the lady that was selling the clippers really appreciated me.
Well, next time you're there, if Brittany's there, so you sell chairs too, you could ask her that.
Yeah. Well, no, she didn't.
You completely clipper blocked her, man.
Yes, I did. I totally did. Because I said, Jonathan, you save clipper, your money. We need a better chair.
Oh, she did. She not. Yeah, she hasn't. She gave you an evil eye.
Like that. Yeah, I don't think so.
You mentioned someone with family that also cuts. And you said something about, is Jonathan a family that cuts as well or something? Or Brittany's husband cuts?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Speaking of. What? Your wife, right? Isn't she?
Yeah, man. I finally talked her into going to barber school.
Right on.
And she's
You know, I have a buddy of mine who lives up in Boston, and his barber is a female, which I had no idea that was, you know. I always think of, like, it's like a male industry, like the barber.
It's changing, man, just like everything else, you know. Just like back then, female police officers were, like, taboo. Now it's just, you know.
Yeah. No, I think
it's cool. Normal.
He tells me, he's like, she's the best barber I've ever had. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a stick. It's just like
different. I went, actually, right before I went to Jonathan, I did go see, like, I didn't go to a barber. I went to like a hair place or whatever where my wife got her haircut.
Right.
And I was paying a ridiculous amount of money to get a haircut.
Right.
And it was a female. And it just, me personally, I'm a walk-in guy because I don't schedule that, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't schedule hardly much at all. So imagine that. And so I like the idea of just being able to walk in. Now, sometimes it is a pain when I get there and four dudes are waiting for Jonathan and the other two dudes are open. But I'm like, I'll come back. I'll wait for Jonathan, you know. But I can see where the appointment thing would be nice.
I mean, I can't see how anybody cannot like it, man. You know, especially with, I mean, Jeremy can kind of back me up on this. Whenever he walks in, man, at the time he's scheduled, I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, and I get him out before the time and his time is up. So it makes it so much easier to say, okay, man, I need to get my haircut before I go to dinner with my wife. I know C's going to be there. He's going to hook me up and I'm going to get out in time. It's not like you walk into a barbershop like, damn, I got to wait 2 hours now.
Yeah.
So.
I agree with that. I think just being able to And if I can't make it that day, I look at the week, boom, I know like time is forever, but a lot of times I only have so much time in between this to get to that, and it's like 30 minutes is enough.
People say Saturday. Oh, man, it's my only day off, man. You know, like, do you really want to spend three hours of your day off in the barbershop?
Yeah, no.
No, man, you go in there, 30 minutes, get your hair, get out.
I think some people.
There's like, probably an older, like a retired clientele that might enjoy that environment, yeah, if you have the right people. So you're doing your thing. Your wife's in barber school.
Right. Talk about Joe Louis.
Coming to America. Next steps. What are you thinking? Like, are you gonna expand? Are you gonna stay where you're at and just add another chair for her?
I'm gonna add a chair for her, but I'm a firm believer in less is more. You know, because I'm taking lessons I learned from my old barbershop where I tried making it bigger, and man, it's just like I say, the saying is true: more money, more problems, man. Mm-hmm. And it was just never ending, because if you want to expand, then you're going to have to hire more people. And that's, let's just say, that's five more personalities you have to learn and work with. Yep. And sometimes one personality can just drive you into insanity. So I'd rather just stay in my small little rinky-dink shop. I control what's going on. If the guy that's working for me leaves tomorrow, nothing's going to happen. If I expand and those guys decide to get together and leave, I'm up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. So
it's a good way to put it.
Yeah, man, it's just...
So being an entrepreneur, right, that seems to kind of follow suit with your family, right?
Man, I don't really consider myself an entrepreneur, man, to be honest.
But you are.
You're a business owner.
Yeah.
You started something, you got a skill, you learned it, you went forward.
You have your own business, you're running your own bills, you're paying rent, it's your business.
Yeah, man, but it's just, you know... Maybe it helps me when I think that way. It's like when people start believing their own hype, you know, they start going down a slippery slope. Before you know it, there's like, they don't even know themselves.
Okay.
So for me, man, people are like, oh man, you're a business owner. It's like, nah, man, I just cut hair.
I can appreciate that. So you're just being humble, but
as humble as I can be.
Yeah. Yeah. I can appreciate that.
Yeah. So,
why can you do it? Why can't anybody else do it?
Do what? Cut hair?
What? Yeah. No, not just cut hair, but I mean, you went out, you started your own business, you opened it up for yourself. Like, what do you think it is that holds other people back?
The endurance and perseverance during hard times, because anybody can start something, but what separates the men from the boys is when you can just like really be down for the count, not even on your knees, like flat on your face and still keep crawling forward. Because people don't, you know, I would laugh and almost like to the point where I was a little bit crazy when I was in my first shop, and I would have all the barbers, you know, working, everything was bumping, and people would tell me, oh, Caesar, man, you really done well for yourself. Little did they know that last night, me and my wife were going through our cars and our seat cushions and our sofa, scraping pennies together so we can buy a gallon of milk and pay the water bill. Because there was just so much money coming out when you open a business, you know, the insurance, the advertisements, salaries, and just equipment, you know, because you want to have nice barber chairs for the clients.
Yeah.
You know, because I care. But yeah, man, you know, people would tell me like, oh man, you know, you're doing very well. And it would get me very upset, man, because like, man, you don't know the half of it. There was a point where me and my wife were sitting at the table and we were calling Amex and Discover. I was telling my wife, look, if we don't get an extension on our credit cards, we're screwed. We're not paying our bills this month. We're not making it. And thankfully, they gave us the extension. And it was like somebody flipped a switch. At like 2 weeks later, just people started coming in. A bunch of people, because that's when I first opened, man. Because I remember when I first opened my shop, I had one haircut all day long. It was a 12-hour day, and I did one haircut. Oof. And I had an overhead of about $1,900 a month.
Yeah.
And that first month, I just grossed, $200.
Ooh.
So, man, I was burning through my savings. It was discouraging, you know, because I went from working at a very busy barbershop where I was, you know, making good money. And I saved all that money. But then I went this here thinking it was going to be easy. And, man, it couldn't be further from the truth, man. It was rough.
So what do you think happened in those 2 weeks?
I think it was just a point where those one haircuts that I had done, like one haircut here, two haircuts here, five haircuts a day, eventually kind of, it was like a snowball effect that rolled into just eventually became an avalanche. Mm-hmm. And then just people just start, all those people that I built a relationship with just started coming in all at once. And then just from there, it just never ended.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cause I mean, it could have been, they went to that barbershop. They're like, where's C? And then Well, like, well, he's no longer here.
It's a lot of customers like Jeremy here. They come in, they get their haircut once every 2 months, you know, and like I say, the first 3 months of business were rough, you know, because mm-hmm. those people that I cut, I didn't get to see again until 2 months, 3 months later. So after the 3 months, that's where like people started coming back, and that's where I started seeing the fruits of my labor, saying, okay, all those conversations, all those good haircuts finally came to fruition, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But like I said, man, when people tell me like, man, how did you do it? What does it take? I'm like, man, you just got to push through. It's going to be some crappy times. It's going to be some good times, but just push through, man. I mean, if you ain't paying your bills, don't even worry about it. Thankfully, we live in a day and age where they're not going to hang you if you don't pay your bills. So just push through it, man.
Yeah, there's no debt court, right?
Yeah.
That's what I always say. Well, or debt jail.
There's no debt jail.
Yeah.
They're not putting you in jail.
Yeah.
Well, they could. Could they?
No. I think they would.
Shit, I'm stopping paying my bills then.
Yeah, no, but that speaks to what you just said, speaks to a lot to what we were talking about earlier with the anxiety and pushing through. And one of my favorite quotes is, when you're going through hell, keep going.
Keep going, man.
But if we could maybe just ask you one final question.
Yeah, man.
All right. So based on your experiences, what is the most important piece of advice you can give to our listeners?
Find out what you want to do, who you want to be as early as you can, and just unapologetically do it. Be you. You know, go for it. And just realize it's going to be hard times trying to be you. But no matter what, keep going, because at the end of the day, man, it's your life. You only get one run. And after that, man, it's lights out. So just want to make sure live your life.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We could use some of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And before we go, Caesar, where can people find you? Do you on social or?
Just Big C's Timeless Barbershop on Facebook, on Google, and on 695 Sebastian Boulevard, Suite B.
Right on.
All right.
Yeah, get on Facebook. Make that appointment, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, make an appointment. I got a walk-in barber, but if you want a haircut with me, Caesar, it's an appointment.
All right. You heard it here.
Got it.
Right on.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
All right, guys, we appreciate you listening. If you got any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at fullgorillalife@gmail.com.
And if you want to see what's going on social, you can find us at Instagram and Facebook at Full Gorilla Life, and on Twitter at Gorilla Full, like beautiful, but with a gorilla.
All right, I'm going unscripted here, just so you know. All right.
Making excuses already. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Please visit our website, fullgorilla.life, and please do not forget to hit subscribe on your podcast app of choice.
And like and share everything on social media.
Love it.
Yeah, buddy.